I was horrified to be looking at Facebook and seeing people post from Vegas as it was happening in real time, Trav. And one of those people was a good friend of mine called Brian Hodge from New South Wales. And it turns out that he was staying in the room next to the shooter at the Mandalay Resort. How are you feeling, Brian?
You know what? It's just a very surreal experience being an Aussie. And it's, you know, something that we're all lucky that is not a normal occurrence at home. It's just a weird thing here. It's, yeah, very bizarre feeling.
Were you in your hotel room while all this unfolded?
So I was. I took my team out for dinner, and I was walking back to the elevators to get up to my room, and then got up to the level, and then this woman came screaming up to me and just looked me straight in the eye, and I just didn't know what was going on, and I could tell that something was not right, and she just said, "We need to get out of here. There's a shooter behind, and he's firing." And then I heard the gunshots, obviously, which is like something out of a movie. It was like 100-odd shots, just like one after the other. It was hardcore. And so I just pushed everybody into an elevator and got them down, and we ended up in like a kitchen somewhere in the back of Mandalay Bay. And I ran into the kitchen and said, "Hey, guys, there's a shooter upstairs. We need to get out." And no one really understood what I was kind of talking about, and obviously were in shock. And then finally they kind of came around, and I pushed everybody outside, and we hid under bushes for like three and a half hours until a SWAT team came and found us and got us out of there.
If that had been a few minutes earlier, Brian, you may have come face to face with that shooter.
Well, yeah, it was interesting. I ordered a dessert at dinner that took extra time to actually make. And, you know, it was on the menu saying, you know, if you order this, it's going to take longer. And I ordered that. And then, if it was five minutes earlier, I would have been right there, and rooms were adjoining. So who knows? Just crazy. But, I mean, this guy arrived in Vegas on Thursday. I arrived on Saturday, and he's had over 10 machine guns and all this ammunition in his room right next to me where I've been sleeping. So that's a bit scary. Yeah.
Did you cross paths with the shooter in the hallway?
So, and this is the thing, is, you know, in Vegas, obviously, there's thousands of people constantly. You just would never know. And we were just all saying that, you know, when we're here, we're just kind of head down, bum up, and focused on what we're doing. And you don't really pay any attention to whatever else is going on. So, you know, I wouldn't even know.
Plus, he looked like a local from Vegas, because that's who he was.
Absolutely.
So no one...
Absolutely.
It's just awful. And we think, okay, how could this have been prevented? I don't think there's any way, because who would have thought that someone would smash through a hotel window and shoot down on a crowd like that? It's just horrific.
Yeah. I mean, you know, unless every single person goes through a metal detector to get into these kind of places, then, I mean, there's no way. I mean, it's still crazy to think that someone could get over 10 guns into a room and, you know, just walk through the front door of a casino. But, I don't know what that means for America going forward.
Brian, what's it like there today?
It's a ghost town. It's very, people aren't really saying much. There's lots of hugs, lots of just kind of looks to kind of say, hey, we're here. And, you know, people are being really helpful. The police, they were phenomenal. Like, everyone reacted so quickly. And I remember lying under the bushes and thinking, wow, I'm running away, but those people are running into it. Like, they're going in to protect us. Those sirens and everything, they were going in to protect. So I think right now it's just a quiet, not sure what to do. And then I think people will really kind of bounce back and band together, I think.
There's a few stories of absolute bravery that have come out of husbands jumping on their wives to save their lives and then losing theirs, which is just tragic.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from the hotel room, some of my team, you know, because the gunfire was so loud, like these are full machine guns, and they said they could see down, because our hotel obviously looks straight over the concert, they could see people scattering, but you could physically see people getting hit and falling to the ground and being killed, because, you know, there were so many of them. But it was just, you know, it was like sweeping shots, so it was pretty full on.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, Brian. Obviously, our thoughts are still with everyone that was involved.
Yeah, thank you.